Don't touch the board. Ah, geez. Good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Good morning.
7:33 today. We got a high of 80. You know what? We're gonna check in with David Harker in a little bit. I'm not gonna.
He'll tell us.
It's not my job.
It's his job.
It's David's job. All right.
David.
David.
Do it.
Do it.
Good job.
Oh, we love David Harker. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. What do you do other than use your smartphone to kill time? This is kind of a weird question to ask in this day and age, Hunter.
Yeah, it is.
Because everyone has their smartphone. You always have it with you. Think about the last time you went and took a duker without your smartphone.
No, I got right back up and got my cell phone.
Exactly. Like, well, all right, pinch it and go get your cell phone.
My body doesn't know how to push anything out without a cell phone in my hand.
You're sitting there with your hands like, what? What the hell? And you know what the worst part about nowadays is? Like, no one has magazines in their bathroom anymore.
Yeah, you know why? Because it's disgusting.
Oh, enjoy this turd-covered magazine.
You know every time you flush, this is why you put your toothbrush inside behind the mirror. Because every time you flush the toilet, fecal matter goes everywhere.
Yeah. When you think about when you're peeing, like, go into a restroom. If you find one with a magazine, all the pages are, like, crinkled. Because they've gotten wet somehow.
Yeah.
Ugh. But that brings up the point, though, is that there's nothing there to occupy your time. Mm-hmm. And God forbid you're out of arm's reach of, like, a shampoo bottle. Or anything. Do you remember growing up where you would just sit and read the back of the shampoo and conditioner bottle?
Yeah. And it'd be like the only one in there for like a month, and you just continue to read it every time.
Dude, that's $1 million idea right there. Like short stories on the back of shampoo bottles.
Yeah.
You know?
Not a bad idea.
You know?
Not a bad
idea. Of course, you're going to read it like 1,000 times. Trusty old shampoo button. If you change them up.
Well, it's kind of like if you've ever been to like Jimmy John's, so they have like all the signs around. So,
yeah.
So you just like kind of, you're reading your cell phone and you're like, I don't really need it. I'm going to start reading these
signs. You got these signs.
They should have bathroom material like that. Signs and bathrooms.
What do you do to kill time other than look at your smartphone?
I got a few hobbies, man.
Yeah.
Now, honestly, I just picked up a new one and you might make fun of me for it.
I will make fun of you for it.
But I love it, man. And it's so awesome. I just bought an electric longboard.
And so you do that to kill time?
I do. I mean, I'll be on my phone. I'll be like, you know what? I don't really like jogging. I'm not a big fan of like running on the side of the road. I like things that take me.
Take you where?
Have zero effort in.
God forbid you walk.
I know. So I get on my electric board and I just kind of cruise it. Man.
I like it.
You know?
I like it. That's a good time killer. Yep. Better than just looking at the phone. You got 20 minutes. Hell, go ride the board.
Oh, go check out the beach real quick.
I beatbox.
You beatbox?
Poorly, though.
I have never heard you beatbox.
Kiki makes fun of me all the time. I'm not good at it, but I do it to kill time.
Well?
I... She's like, are you beatboxing it? I'm like, no. I'll just sit there. I do. I'll make up beats. And again, I'm terrible at it. I have fully come up with the fact that I am bad at it. But I'll sit there like.
Gotta be fresh.
I do. I kill time beatboxing terribly. That's what I like to do.
At least you try.
That or I'll count ceiling tiles.
Count ceiling tiles.
I will. So, and it's a nightmare when you go into a place and they don't have tiles. I'm like, damn it. So anyway, that's what I do.
You know, in kind of that regards, I think the electric longboard is more of a hobby, isn't it?
No, you can kill time doing it.
I guess you're right.
Yeah. Kill time chipping out in the backyard.
Yeah, I do that a lot.
As long as you're just killing time, man.
You know, I've been stretching a lot.
Stretching, that's good.
Lately.
It's good to do.
You know?
It's good.
I think it's because I'm trying to like it better at this game of called golf, which I can't get better at.
You've been stretching your creamy thighs.
My creamy hamstrings. I heard, if you stretch, your range of motion is going to be a lot better, which entails for a better golf shot. No, it doesn't. No, it just...
And stretching is the worst. I would rather pull a muscle than properly stretch.
Could you touch your toes right now?
No, God, no. You want to see a grown man cry? Ask me to touch my toes. Hey, good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Good morning.
925-WIRX, 925-9479. What do you do other than using your smartphone to kill time? We're so reliant on these little supercomputers, which people don't get bored anymore in a sense. Well, I shouldn't say that because I think you still get bored. Well, we're so quick to just whip out the phone.
Well, there's so much information you can get from it. And, there, you know, you, a lot of your work has to do with your phone and entertainment has to do with your phone.
Yep.
I mean, I find my nose buried in my phone a lot. Mm-hmm. And I try to get it. I try to get away.
Yeah. When you notice it, it's becoming a problem. Like, God, I'm on that phone. When I was reading somewhere, like, on vacation, the average person checks their phone, like, 80 times a day.
You would think it would be the opposite, but you're not, because you, it's like almost like you're, disconnected from home and you feel weird.
Yeah. I think I checked my phone maybe 2-3 times when we were up north. Just because, one, I don't get good service, and two, I mean, I'm out there.
Well, another thing, too, people post on Facebook when they're on vacation, and then they want to see how many people are looking at them on vacation.
We need that instant gratification. We need that shot of gratification heroin right in our arms. It feels so good. People love me. We got some great comments on Facebook. Melody said, laser light with the cats. That is fun. Yeah.
That's hours of entertainment.
I've been drunk at your house and done that with Tito numerous times.
Tito looks at the laser now. He's just like, I know what's going on.
I know this game.
Right.
Screw you, buddy.
Every time I hear that jingle noise in your hand, I know what you're doing.
Beverly reads books, makes jewelry. I feel like I would be pretty good at making jewelry.
Yeah?
I don't know why. I think I got a creative eye for it.
Hippie.
You dirty hippie. You patchouli wearing hippie. Rachel said, listen to the Plan B Morning Show. Yes. I knew it.
I must
be really bored, Rachel. Alexis,
and you can also do that from your smartphone.
That's true. That's with our app. Don't do that. Alexis said, video games. I do that. If I want to kill some time, I'll throw on some video games.
It's more of a winter thing for me.
Yeah.
I can't find myself to play video games when it's nice out.
No, I feel tough, terrible, man. No, what you do is you bring the TV outside.
That guy.
Missy said, watch the ID channel, or as I like to call it, murder porn.
Dude, that is the best channel on the damn TV. I swear to God, the ID channel is awesome.
Murder porn.
Murder.
Anna said, I almost always have 3 books with me. Nerd.
Reading.
Actually, I do like... I've gotten some new books that I do like. I don't carry them with me, and then I'm like,
I'm too ADD for it.
You are.
I got this book. I got this this hack book, and I got a new one I haven't showed you yet.
Yeah.
It's Survival Hacks.
Yeah.
And it's actually a really good book, man.
That's good for you because
it's short.
It's short.
The same thing with the... Shut up, you know? And it's the same thing with the Survival Hack book. Damn you, dude. It's got pictures in the survival one, too.
It does.
I love it. Now if they just popped up.
And just watching Hunter struggle through a book is the greatest thing in the world.
I'm too ADD, man.
Hunter, focus.
It's like I get done with the page, and I'm like, all right, I'm done with the page. What's going on over here? Oh, what's up, Tito?
He's breathing heavy, just sweating. Right. It's the greatest thing. It's the greatest thing. All right, we're going to take a quick break. More things we do to kill time when we come back.
Not read.
Good morning. It's Brock and Hunter.
Yeah.
7:58, talking about killing time this morning, and what we do besides using them fancy, smancy smartphones.
Schmancy smartphones.
Like I said, I like to beatbox poorly. I'm not good at it.
You're a beatboxer.
Kiki makes fun of me for doing it all the time. I also like to count ceiling tiles.
Ceiling tiles?
Yeah. Wow.
How many do we have in here?
Oh, boy, I haven't counted these. Sorry, give me a second. I'm going to count them quick. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's good. You know, I tell you what, every once in a while, just put your phone down. Let your brain do some work.
Well, you know what? It's beautiful out. We've had beautiful days. It was a beautiful weekend, man. And you know what? It is. It's good to get away. It's good to soak in a little bit of nature. Find yourself a hobby.
Yeah.
Whether it's walking, going out, golfing.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, 20 minutes.
I'm telling you, spending time outside is good for you. That vitamin D, your body needs it.
It needs
that sun. It needs that fresh air. And you know, it makes you feel good, too.
Yeah, don't just sit on your phone, killing time.
You know what the worst is, man? And I find myself, I think everybody finds themselves doing this. It's when you're with your significant other, girlfriend, wife, whoever it is, and you guys are back to back laying in the bed on your phone.
Oh, yeah.
Just soaked into your phone. And I sit there and think a lot of times, I'm like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
You know? Is this what it's going to be like?
I could be nailing this broad right now.
You know,
here I am.
She's beautiful. She's a beautiful girl right next to me. You know, if it was like the first week that we met,
yeah,
you think, yeah, I'd be on my phone?
That, and it's true, though, because we do. We go to bed. We're on the couch going through our phones.
All right.
And then we go to bed on our phones. It's true, man.
I mean, can
Instead
you get
just
through
sitting and talking?
Can you get through a full episode without checking your phone?
I can.
You can? But
I fight technology so much that, and mm-hmm. there are times where I find myself, like, I put my phone down.
Well, you're not the common folk.
No, no, God, no, no. And I fight technology very hard. I'm not good with it. I've done one Snapchat in my life.
You know, yeah, I'm guilty of it, but, you know, I blame it on commercials.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm really focused in on the show, and then, boom, commercial hits, and I'm like,
okay. Lots of times, people will put on a TV show that they've already seen just as background noise while they flip through their phone.
I do that.
Yeah.
I do that.
Stop it, Hunter.
I'm like, why? Why do I need it?
Why don't you pick up a book and struggle through a couple pages?
See,
make yourself smarter.
See, a book is same as a cell phone in a different way, kind of. You still have your nose buried into something.
That's true.
You know?
That's true.
You should just put everything down.
You can bury your nose into. What?
Oh, yeah. What is it? Does it smell good?
Depends. God, I ruined it again. I'm sorry. I ruined the show.
Rock 107
WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Good morning.
Hey, Kiki.
Good morning.
8:27. I had a very nice birthday yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Turned 32. We just had a nice night at home, quiet night at home.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't quiet for about 10 minutes, if you know what I'm saying.
It was.
Hey, yo. How dare you?
Oh, boy.
It was like just kidding. It was like 8.
I timed it. It was like 7.5. It was.
Play back the tape. We'll get an exact time on this. But no, it was nice. So we had I made a bacon wrapped skirt steak. We had some.
I thought you were gonna say you bacon wrapped your.
She's not a big. Her cholesterol's a little high right now, so I don't want to do that to her.
God.
But it was nice, and then we watched game night, and then we tried watching. Lionheart. I was like, you know what I want to do for my birthday? I want to watch Lionheart. You ever seen Lionheart?
Uh-uh.
Oh, Van Damme kicking ass.
It's older?
Oh, yeah, older movie. And early 90s, early mid-90s. And he plays a deserter from the French army.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes to see his brother, who got into some bad stuff. And then he ends up in a underground fight club.
Oh, okay.
And this was Fight Club before Fight Club.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they fight for rich people, so it's, like, hobos fighting and everything. Dude, it's awesome.
Is it a classic, like, slow-motion Van Damme movie?
Dude.
Like, every kick he does is...
There is a... everything is. There is a scene near the end. It's the final fight scene. He's fighting this big guy.
Uh-huh. Just
like,
rip.
This big pot... No, it's not a... It wasn't a big rip guy. Like, it's just, like, a big guy.
Oh, I'm saying Van Damme.
Oh, Van Damme. Oh, dude.
Just ripped.
There's this one scene where he's just pounding like a tent stake into the ground. It's nothing but rippling arms and packs.
Ripped,
so hot, bro.
Abs,
so hot. But at the very end, and dude, this scene, I'm not going to lie, as a young man, it stirred up some emotions.
Okay.
Downstairs.
Ooh, what?
It's the end scene. I'm going to show you a Kiki because we didn't get to finish it because all they had was one on YouTube and it wasn't good. But... End fight scene, right? Van Damme's a pow, pow, pow. He's kicking, he's punching. It's fantastic. He's beating up on this big guy. And then the one lady who's a rich lady who's all part of this thing. She's in this dress and her chest is heaving because she's just, oh, my God. It's fantastic. Yeah.
You can't YouTube it, huh?
Oh, we'll YouTube it. We'll find it.
All right.
We're gonna incognito mode.
So when you were little,
boy.
when you were little and you saw that.
Rewind.
All right.
Rewind. Rewind.
Pause.
You could probably go back. No, that movie's a finisher.
Pause. Adjust the tracking.
Tracking. Where's the tracking button? So, yeah. So, that was our birthday. It was nice.
Good birthday, huh?
It was a lovely
big day.
It was very nice.
Kiki was very nice. If you know.
Woo.
Stop it.
What I mean.